deal with passages that are often quoted, or I should say misquoted, and through a lack of understanding cause confusion. We'll also address some false teaching which can cause great harm. For example, there are some people who teach that if you have faith, you don't have to go to the doctor and you shouldn't take any medicine. This is erroneous teaching and has caused some to lose their lives needlessly when a simple medical procedure or medication could have helped them. And then finally, we're going to get some good practical insight from Charles Heidelberg about how to eat right and exercise properly in order to stay healthy. Charles is our Director of Helps Ministries at MGCC. Charlie was also the strength and conditioning coach at Cathedral Prep for over 20 years. Many people in the Erie area know Charlie Heidelberg. This guy knows his stuff, and most importantly, he knows how to apply God's Word in this area. He has helped in the development and conditioning of many athletes at every level. Not only that, he's won many young men to Jesus through athletics and helping them reach their full potential. I often hear Charlie say that it's important for a young man not just to develop his body, but also to develop his mind and to develop his spirit. There are men right now playing in the National Football League who have a personal relationship with Jesus today because of Charlie Heidelberg. So he's going to come in and share with us in a few weeks. We'll have Charles in our studios, and he'll share some practical things that will help us and our families walk in health. Now, we've got about 10 minutes left. Let's get into the Word, and I'd like to begin in Proverbs chapter 4 with a very powerful portion of Scripture. I think you'll be really ministered to by this passage. Proverbs chapter 4, beginning with verse 20. Notice what it says. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Notice verse 23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Now here the writer of Proverbs, by the Holy Spirit, reveals to us a very important truth. If we will give God's Word proper place in our lives, it'll have a profound effect upon us physically. Now notice the 20th verse. Attend to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. The word for attend here is the Hebrew word kashab, and it literally means to prick up the ears. Many of you, if you're my age, remember a commercial that used to run, and it was about E.F. Hutton. And many times during these commercials, you know, somebody would turn around on an airplane, in an airport, in a taxi cab, and say, well, my broker's E.F. Hutton. And E.F. Hutton says, and you noticed everybody would lean over, their ears would prick up, because E.F. Hutton was the expert, and they wanted to hear what E.F. Hutton had to say. Well, here God is telling us by the Holy Spirit that if we will attend to His words, literally to prick up the ears, hearken or give heed to or regard God's word, that there are benefits to us. In other words, we must be attentive to and always regard what God's Word has to say. You know, many times I've encountered people over the years and they had their theories about this and their impressions about that, and they'd tell me why this was so and why that was so. And normally, you know, I always listen to people and I'm appreciative of what they have to say. But if what they're telling me is not based in the truth, that is God's Word, you know, who cares what their opinion is? Opinions are cheap. They're a dime a dozen, and everybody's got one. But we need to base our lives on the truth, not somebody's opinion. You know, many times I've had people come to me and say, well, you know, what happened to so-and-so? I don't know what happened to so-and-so. You know, whatever happened to so-and-so doesn't change what God's Word says. Well, so-and-so was a Christian. They love God. Well, thank God for it. But why this happened to them, I don't know. God didn't tell me. He didn't tell you. It's none of your business. Leave it alone. But whatever happened to so-and-so does not change the truth of God's Word. We need to be like those people in the old E.F. Hutton commercial. When God says something, we prick up our ears and take heed to what He says. Now notice verse 21, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 21. It tells us to keep God's Word in the center of our focus and don't let us turn from it right or left. Now here's the benefit of having an attentive, inclining ear to God's Word. For they, God's words, are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. The word translated health here is the Hebrew word marpe, and it literally means cure or medicine. In other words, a focus on God's Word can bring healing, cause a cure to begin working in your flesh or your body. Whenever you're challenged physically in your body, you just need to increase your dose of God's medicine. I always tell people, find scriptures that promise you healing and health and meditate upon them and allow that word to work in you just like medicine. Now, many times if you go to the doctor, and we certainly believe in doctors, I have a young nephew, Rashawn Smith, who's a graduate of Allegheny College. He's a graduate of Hershey Medical School, Penn State. And he is a physician at Allegheny General on the north side of Pittsburgh. And I saw Sean a few weeks ago at our family reunion. He's a very bright young man, and I appreciate everything that he does. And whenever he comes into town, if somebody has any difficulty or distress, they go looking for Sean. We certainly believe in doctors. I'm not one of these extreme people who teach erroneously that if you have faith, you don't have to go to the doctor and you don't have to take any medicine. That's baloney. If you need a ride to the doctor and you don't have one, and I almost said the wrong thing, if you need a ride, call me. I'll take you. Well, I'll do that to people that I know here at the church, all right? But if you need a ride to the doctor, don't call me. But there's nothing wrong with going to the doctor. But if you went to the doctor for a minor ailment and he prescribed a prescription for you and told you, I want you to take this medicine three times a day until it's gone, and then come back and see me in 2 weeks. Well, if you go back in 2 weeks and you haven't gotten any better, the first thing he's probably going to ask you is, did you take your prescription? Now, wouldn't you look like a real idiot sitting there saying, well, doc, you know, you gave me the pills, but I didn't take them. Well, no wonder you didn't get any better. The same thing is true on a spiritual level. How can you expect God to work in you and bring about a healing and cure in your body when you don't spend any time taking God's medicine? In other words, we have to be people who meditate upon God's Word, find scriptures that cover your case, and meditate upon them. If you really want to know the truth, the promises of God are nothing more than a revelation of God's will for your life. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. As you meditate upon the scriptures, faith comes into your heart. And as we'll see in these lessons, faith can bring the promise of God into reality in your life. So, we encourage you to be in tune or tune into the broadcast over the next several weeks. Get your Bible and follow along with us. We're going to explore the subject, healing and health, living long, and living strong. Now, it's important that you study the scripture in these areas. Because in the United States of America, we are facing a health crisis. Healthcare costs have shot through the roof. It is incredible. And not only that, with all the technology, all the advances that we have in medical science, we have people dying every day. We're aware of that. We know that. But there's something that we can do to make a difference. And I know not long ago there were several churches that banded together and they had a conference. and they specifically addressed health issues that affect African American men, you know, and it's something that concerns our community. And the focus, for the most part, was on economics. And basically, it is true. If you're poor, you will not get the best health care in the world. But I tell you what, you'll get a lot better health care than most people in most nations. That is a fact. But there's another aspect to that. You can have the best health care in the world, the best insurance in the world. It will not keep you well. Did you hear what I said? The best health care in the world, the best insurance in the world, will not prevent you from becoming sick or diseased. But if you'll focus in on God's Word will enable you to receive healing for your body, to live a long life, and to live a strong life. Now, I mentioned my grandfather earlier. My grandfather was a great man in my eyes. He was a deacon in his Baptist church for well over 60 years. He and my grandmother had been married 68 years before he went to be with the Lord. My grandfather passed away at 94. His mother passed away at 107. The youngest one of his siblings to die was 80 when he passed away, and he was my Uncle Buster. And my Uncle Buster liked to drink and liked to smoke. And many times my Uncle Buster would, you know, wreck his car and they'd fish him out of the river. I've seen him so drunk he couldn't walk and he would literally crawl from the car to the back door. Well, I'm not advocating that you live a life like that. But even Uncle Bus lived to 80. And so that's the perspective that my grandfather's family had. But there were some things that they did besides just, you know, their trust in God and the Word of God that enabled them to live a healthy life. Well, that's all the time we have for this week. Tune in next week. We'll be back and we'll continue our series, Healing and Health, Living Long, Living Strong.